We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ray starts our election coverage at 7 with Todd. I come in at 10. And Max Reese will be all over the election all day long for NBC Connecticut. The political reporter extraordinaire, husband of Kelly and father of twins, joins us now. Did you get some good sleep last night or were you nervous?
I got no sleep because my kids decided to wake up at 3:50.
Nice. Are they Cowboys fans? Were they upset about that?
No, they're all right. No. We don't know what they're going to be football fan-wise, but I'm trying to make sure they don't become Jets fans like Dad.
Probably smart. So in the last couple of days of the gubernatorial race, Max, did anything surprise you from the candidates? Anything they did or didn't do?
I will say Bob Stefanowski really became a better candidate over the past few days. While he's still maintained the income tax pledge, at least as far as I'm concerned, he's showed it a much better capability to talk about other issues. We talked to him yesterday about student loan debt because we heard from a number of voters about that yesterday, and he talked about partnering with companies around the state to try to forgive student loan debt. I asked him about union negotiations, and he said, yeah, I respect collective bargaining and I want unions at the table. That is not the Bob Stefanowski we heard from over the past, let's call it week, 2 weeks. And then Ned Lamont really seemed much more at ease.
I agree.
It's hard to remember maybe what he was like in 6 and 10, but he seemed kind of comfortable with things were compared to his kind of, I call him a little bit uptight during the campaign.
Right. So, and I did notice that he's a lot more relaxed. You know, the wild card in this thing, and not really, but nevertheless, you know, Joe and I both have spent some time with Oz Griebel, and you know, it seems like he has a pretty grisly. He is a business guy. He truly is. He ran Bank of Boston, Connecticut, a bunch of other stuff. You know, it's going to be interesting to see where his voters go.
The issue with Oz Griebel is I think here in the greater Hartford area, he has probably very high name recognition.
Right.
I would probably argue in this part of the state, people know who Oz Griebel is as much as they know who Bob Stefanowski and Ned Lamont are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The problem is I think if you drive 20 miles south on 91 and then basically take 95 all the way down, I don't think he has any name identification. So then it's not really down there where do the votes go. I don't think anybody votes down there. That's the problem for Oz Griebel. Whereas up here, look, if you have what the Democrats are counting on, you know, college-educated women coming out, there's a lot of them who are going to be voting for Oz Griebel, who I would describe as would-be Ned Lamont voters.
Do you think a big day at the polls, a heavy turnout, favors one candidate or the other?
I think in Connecticut, just because of voter identification, a heavy turnout, I think, favors Democrats.
Right.
But this state has shown in the past that, you know, not so much over the last 8 years, but historically, and then there was talking about older voters in this state are not scared to split their ticket. So you could very possibly have in the 5th District people voting for Johanna Hayes saying that's the message I want to send to Washington.
Right.
But then maybe in Torrington and maybe part of the Litchfield Hills, people are going to vote for Bob Stefanowski for governor, understanding the difference between a state issue and a federal issue. So I think that you could see kind of over-the-top turnouts for maybe Johanna Hayes and Chris Murphy, but then the same thing possibly down the ballot for Republicans as well.
Max, the odd thing is that if you look at the county-by-county votes in the presidential election 2016, there were two counties in Connecticut that actually went Trump, and one was Litchfield, the other was Windham. I wonder if that's an effect in the 5th.
I think Windham has definitely turned into our, politically speaking, like a West Virginia, where, you know, at the national level, maybe they're like President Trump, but they still clearly like, Joe Courtney out there.
Right.
But then in the Litchfield Hills, we don't know what the effect's going to be. We just don't know. But even the Naugatuck Valley, has turned into one of the most red parts of Connecticut.
Right.
And, you know, when 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that was part of the blue collar bread and butter for Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
So I think for people to simply write off and say Connecticut is this incredibly blue state just really hasn't been paying attention.
Does anything on the undercard interest you?
I think the governor's race goes, I think the other race are going to go. However, the amount of confidence coming from the Thad Gray treasurer campaign and the Sue Hatfield attorney general campaign, it is surprising. You don't normally hear that. On the attorney general race specifically, it's kind of a technical issue. In, I think, 20, 23 towns, the attorney general's race is on the other side of the ballot, on two-sided ballots. And I think Republicans think that they can really do well there. So that's going to be an interesting technical thing to keep an eye on.
Well, Max, the other thing is, and there are a couple of ballot questions that are actually over to the right. Well, it depends, but I think on the ballot we have here, it's on the right. And one is the lockbox, which seems to be popular. But, Joe, weren't we talking to Themis Claridis or something like that? And he said, well, yeah, if they put the money in there from the transportation fund, then that's locked. Right. But you don't have to put all the money in there.
That's correct. The wording is far from perfect, right? I mean, I think the three of us can come up with a better way to write that thing, you know? But the concept appears to be bipartisanly popular.
Yeah.
Where, you know, look, you want to protect money for transportation. The problem is if you're going to try to devote other money to it, there's no guarantee that it ends up in there. You know, that's a problem. But I've spoke with so many Republicans, especially down in Fairfield, have all said, look, we are okay with the lockbox, but we also want to try to strengthen it, maybe through a law, maybe through another constitutional amendment later on.
It seems like seven seats is a lot to expect to flip in the House, but the Senate, 18-18 with some vulnerable Democrats in that race.
The Senate is where, you know, you asked down the ballot earlier, the Senate's where we're going to be watching close. I mean, you have areas of the state. You know, Guilford is kind of a flippy area, kind of a purple area. A Republican can very easily pick that seat up. You have, you know, the Essex, Haddam, Middlefield area.
True.
You know, you could very easily, Chester, you could very easily see maybe a Democrat picking that up, or Republicans hold it. But then you have formerly Democratic seat in Orange. I'm hearing Republicans feel very good down there. But then you may have a Republican lose down in Wilton. You know, it is so hard to see. But, by the way, guys, I wouldn't be surprised if we wake up tomorrow morning and the Senate is still 18-18. It's just a matter of who represents where.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, Joe is saying even with the governor's race. Maybe.
I think the governor's race is going to be a long night.
Oh, it very much looks like this could be another very tight election. But for any Republican, as you guys know, you know, Tom Foley had two very tight races in 10 and 14. For a Republican to win, there's no doubt it's going to be close. And it just kind of feels like it's going to be the same way, even if it's a Ned win.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Max. We appreciate it. Good luck tonight. Have a good night.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.